hope you don't mind if I preach from here. It's just so I can keep an eye on you. But my dear parents and sponsors, family, friends, catechists, Father Philip, choir, I hope you don't mind if I spend these few minutes just reflecting a little with the young people. It was very lovely to meet you just for even for a few minutes before Mass. And the two things that we shared with one another were about the saint's name that you've chosen and the sponsor, your sponsor. So somebody who is in heaven, a saint, and somebody who is here on earth. These are two people especially who accompany you today. Somebody who is before God in heaven, and somebody who's in your daily life. And this is the reality of the church and what we celebrate whenever we come to Mass. Because at every Mass, we see the community who accompanies us, the people who are beside you on the bench or behind you, the people who are part of your earthly journey and who help you day by day in your faith. But also at Mass, we believe we're united with those whom we do not see, those who are gone before us in faith, and who we believe are now present before God. We sometimes get a hint at these through things like stained glass. So lots of these lovely figures here before you above the altar. Images in the church, especially Our Lady, virtually in every Catholic church you go to, you will discover an image of the Blessed Mother, because she too is before the living face of God and is with us when we gather for the celebration of Mass. So heaven and earth come together. That's why in that reading from St. Paul's letter to the Corinthians, he says, those who are in Christ are a new creation. So you have to learn to look not just with your human eyes at the things you can see, but you need to look with the eyes of faith at the things you cannot see. To begin to look at life, not just in church, but to look at one's own life with the eyes of faith and not just with human eyes. That also goes on in the Gospel, where the disciples are on the boat and they're ravaged by the storm on the lake. And God in Jesus seems to be asleep. And he seems to be uncaring about their life. And yet, if they look with the eyes of faith, they can see that this is God among them. He's truly present in the person of Christ, Jesus. And he brings calm to the storm. That true is also true of one's life. Look with the eyes of faith, not just with human eyes. Let me try and explain what I mean. I'm not a sportsman. It's not one of my gifts. I'm sure Father Philip's a much better sportsman than me. Anyway, several weeks ago, I was reading a lovely story about a young man who won one of these extraordinary sporting prizes, the US Masters, at the age of 21, the second youngest person in history to do so. His name is Jordan Spieth. And he won it with the greatest margin. Those of you who play golf will be delighted if you ever get one under par. But this man won the US Masters with an extraordinary gap of 18 under par. the largest margin for a major tournament in the sporting history. So you know what it's like. At the end of the sporting competition, he's standing there and they give him a trophy and a huge check, of course. And then in this particular competition, they give him a very smart green blazer. So this gangly, geeky, awkward-looking young 21-year-old is standing there in a very smart blazer. He didn't look or seem as comfortable as you all do in your very smart confirmation outfits. He looked rather awkward in this kind of green blazer. But the interviewer said to him, "Jordan, what is the secret of your success?" And he said, "The secret of my success is my younger sister. Her name's Ella, and Ella is 14, and she has autism, a kind of neurological disorder. But," he said, "Ella has brought such happiness, such immense joy to our family. And Ella keeps my feet on the ground and has taught me what real success is. And Ella is going to get the green blazer." Now, I then discovered, reading further, that this young man was brought up a Catholic, baptized as a child, First Communion, and as a young teenager, your age, received the sacrament of confirmation, the gift of the Holy Spirit. So in the midst of this wonderful sporting achievement, huge worldly success, he looks not with the eyes of the world, but with the eyes of faith at what real success is. What is it to be a really successful person, to know what real happiness is? Now, I hope in life you have good health and maybe just a little bit of wealth. But more important than those worldly successes, it's to be successful in the gifts that the Spirit gives you today. I don't mean the gifts you're going to get in cards after the ceremony, or maybe wrapped up, you know, maybe something new for an eye thing, but the kinds of gifts that the Spirit gives you will help you to be really successful. And just to remind myself and Father Philip what they are: wisdom, understanding, knowledge of the Lord, reverence, prayer, another word for it, courage. You'll need courage to be a committed Catholic in today's society. Right judgment, you know, being able to make good decisions in life, particularly about what you do or who your heart falls in love with. Right judgment. And one that I love, awe and wonder, to believe that life is beautiful, that it's full of goodness, that it's full of God's blessing. These are the gifts the Spirit gives you today. They will help you to learn what real success in life is about. May God bless you.